The parts of Shannon and Sandra are performed by Raven Fox of Raven Fox Audio, also known as The Raven Fox, all one word, here on Literotica. My name is Shannon. I work for an affluent college outside of Chicago. I just turned 30, and I've been single for most of my life. Admittedly, it's been an easy way to go for me, since my parents are pretty well off. Not to sound big-headed, but I'm proud of my features. Very busty and lots of curves for the right set of hands to appreciate. My bronze skin and dark hair came from my mother, along with a daring set of voluptuous curves. For my sex life, I've always been open-minded and relaxed in being myself. Now, for my tongue, I developed a rather trashy mouth in college, but I loved how words and sounds can bring men and women to their knees, melting them like butter. I always steered away from long-term commitments. I get a lot of offers from both men and women, but I try to be selective in who I share a bed with. And considering where I work, there are armies of young men and women to salivate over. Yet, one young man in particular caught my eye. David was a beautiful freshman who had stumbled into the bursar's office for some help with his living arrangements. My co-workers were all at lunch, and I was the only one there. Immediately, my eyes noticed something different about this young man. He was a tall, very attractive 18-year-old who looked out of place. His fantastic smile accented a thick, muscular body, a true beefcake, with a large, manly chest. He had no hints of arrogance, of self-assurance. He had the bluest eyes set on a strikingly handsome face. I didn't make a practice of dating the students, but something about David made me want to know more. After some chit-chat, David and I had his problem solved. I could tell he was intimidated by my outward sexuality after complimenting David on his good looks. I was dressed in a tight gray suit that day, one that hugged my curvy figure. At times I kept noticing David peeking at my full ass when I was walking around or at another desk. Our chemistry was definitely steaming. I broke the ice by asking him to dinner that night, and he accepted. I took him to one of my favorite restaurants in Chicago, wearing a black cocktail dress that cuddled every curve. He dressed for the occasion, looking radiant as he escorted me in. I loved how we felt together as a couple. The atmosphere was perfect for a classic seduction, and that, I'll admit, was intentional. Thoughts and visions of him between my legs kept swirling in my head, and before this night was finished, I knew I had to have him. Coming back to my house, I invited David in. He knew as well as I did what we both obviously wanted, but I could tell he was bashful about staring at me. David, it's okay to look at me. I didn't wear this dress just to be warm tonight. I took him by the hands as we sat in the warm, candlelit den.
I'm sorry. I just didn't want to make you think that that's all I wanted tonight.
I smiled, standing up to reach the thin straps that clung to my shoulders, pulling them slowly down. I watched his reactions as the straps slid down my curvy body. He was mesmerized. I turned around, peeling the dress down the slope of my back, hugging the width of my ass. I looked back at David, intentionally swaying my wide hips slowly. He was succumbing to the spell I was casting. Tell me what you like about me. The dress fell about my ankles. He was beside himself, as most guys his age are.
It's just nice.
What else? I see the way you're looking at me. My ass. What do you like about it? I scooted back, narrowing the gap between his face and the flesh of my cheeks.
God, it's just...
round?
Oh my God, yes. It's so beautiful.
So you like girls with a nice, big ass?
Uh-huh.
Put your hands on it. Feel that big, sweet ass in your hands. He was clumsy at first, but soon his caresses changed into a slow, loving massage. With my hair dangling around my shoulders, I flung it back so I could see the look in his face. Oh yeah, he was hooked. I loved watching him, watching me, or, well, my ass. His big strong hands matched against the deep brown skin of my butt. Turning around, I loosened my black lace brassiere. The look in his eyes was a fascination as I cast the bra to the floor, baring my large, motherly breasts. As David's palms reached up to cup them, I exhaled in elation as his face sank into my inviting cleavage. My hands combed through his thick, short hair. I straddled him, basking in the grandeur of the hex I put over him. The smooth motion of his hands, relishing the flavor and breadth of my tits, tenderly tonguing every inch of them. I watched as his fingers patted each breast, his face vanishing between the depths of my bosom. This boy had finesse, which surprised me. He was going to make some woman very happy one day, except this night, he was all mine. I'm going to love pulling that seed from your cock tonight. And this was my cue. Locking lips with David for our first kiss, I felt the shudders sweep across his body. There was so much anticipation in his eyes, I felt a surge of hunger come over me. Flinging his zipper down, he knew what was coming. Together we yanked his pants to his ankles, freeing his wide, towering cock. I knew he was big, but seeing it for the first time, imagining it stabbing me deep inside. On my knees, I clutched his burly thighs like an animal, clawing up his beautifully carved stomach. He was quivering and shaking with anticipation. I had to stop and stare at his marvelous length. It twitched and throbbed with a purpose all its own. Then I looked at him, not moving, saying a thing. We just sat there. The deep breath before the plunge. I get dizzy knowing how I can do this to a man, knowing how I can make him hard, bringing him to his knees in absolute ecstasy. I slithered upward, letting my nipples skim his thighs soothingly.
Oh, fuck.
I swayed, letting his shaft slip between my tits. His body heaved, hurling his head to the side in crippling bliss. His hands made fists as I watched his flesh agonize in ecstasy before his arms slammed onto the couch.
Holy fucking shit. Oh my God.
After shrouding his cock between my breasts, my head lowered and lips parted. It was then I felt a tug at my head, motioning me up.
I'm a virgin.
I smiled, not because of his naivete, but because I was going to have the pleasure of robbing this young man's virginity. Young men have so much power built up at that ripe age.
And I don't have a rubber.
My response was slipping my tongue out, glazing the wide head of his juddering cock.
Oh.
As my tongue slid across the softness of his head, my lips opened as a deluge of saliva flowed over his cock. It was my little touch, to prepare the feast. David's cock was my nourishment. All that mattered was getting his seed pumping down my throat. Almost gagging, I engulfed David's organ in one slow plunge.
Oh my God.
It glistened as I bobbed up and down on his incredible length. God, it was so long and hard. I loved how empowering sucking cock made me feel. How he shook, abandoning all pretense and identity. Men become such animals during sex. Their true nature shines through, and David was all man. His hands came to my head, combing his fingers through my lengthy strands. I liked that. I liked it a lot. Nothing forceful, no pulling or tugging. He gasped. I swallowed. He bucked. I swallowed more. A surge of pre-cum poured over my tongue. Convulsions began ripping him apart. Bucking against my head, he couldn't sit still. I held him down with my hands secured to his sweaty chest. I was bent on making this man come. Every ounce of David's being fixed itself on me and my adoring blowjob. Finally, David was coming. My tongue circled his head over and over, crossing the underside of his delicious shaft. I could feel the pulses in his veins surge. Looking up, I watched his beautifully carved abdomen flutter like a flag in high wind. My God, this man looked so beautiful, writhing through his orgasm. A flood of sperm erupted into my mouth. His seed tasted absolutely wonderful. His fingertips dug into my skull as another flood of David's broth flooded my mouth. With no fear, I swallowed his warm, mouth-watering seed. I loved every sacred drop. Thick dribbles of cum trickled down his stalk. I purred in delight as I felt his warmth seep into my stomach. He was coming for me. I made David come. About a minute later, aftershock settled in as David began to catch his breath. My head was tilted up, with the tip of his cock poking my cheek. I was mesmerized by his misty-eyed wonder. His look said so much without a word being spoken. He caressed my sweat-soaked hair, watching my suckling slow to a crawl as I drank the last pulses of his semen. His cock stayed hard as my tongue leisurely cuddled the rigid texture. I knew this was going to be a long, wonderful night. I walked David to where my bedroom was. He was entranced, following behind my nude, curvy body. I kept stealing glances back at him, too. He was so muscular, so solid, exactly as an 18-year-old man should be. I was taking him to my bedroom, and we were going to mate like wild animals. But his gentle behavior and respect of me made me feel so wonderful. He could easily make any woman fall in love with him with those beautiful eyes and that sweet, caring nature. When we reached the doorway of my bedroom, he surprised me by whisking me off my feet into his heroic arms.
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. Just never had that happen to me before.
Neither have I. It feels right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I loved sucking you, making you come.
You swallowed me. I can't believe you did that.
He gently set me back onto the bed. Like from some scene in a romantic film, I wanted to laugh, but the urgency in his eyes took away any amusement. It made it more powerful, didn't it?
Yeah, I loved it.
He crawled on top of me as I opened my legs to him. My hands came to his lower back as he lunged forward for a timeless kiss. I melted as my hands ran up the ripples along his back, stroking the ridges and valleys of rock-solid muscle. Our kiss ripened as our tongues twisted together in a breathless exchange. I could tell this boy was a lover, not a fighter. I loved being seduced by his deeply affectionate, understanding heart. It was refreshing, to say the least. David fumbled with his cock, sliding it along the outer lips of my pussy. With some helpful whispers and nudges, I had him on top of me, sinking his eager cock deep inside me. I felt every scalding inch of his cock stab me to my very core. Recoiling on the bed, my lungs heaved in breathless anticipation. He felt so good inside me. Oh, David, you're so deep. So deep.
Shannon, I...
Say it, David. What do you feel? Tell me what you're thinking.
You're just... I can't believe I'm doing this.
What else?
You're so beautiful. So beautiful.
He bottomed out inside me, balls deep. Oh my God. All 10 inches of him had safely lodged deep within my cervix. My legs wrapped around to lock him into place. He wasn't going anywhere. My left arm swathed about his neck to bring his drenched face into the folds of my cleavage. It was there he found his way into a steady rhythm. You're so deep.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I want to be deeper.
You can be.
Oh, yes.
You're mating with me, aren't you?
Oh.
Don't be afraid. I want you to come inside me, David. It was like I granted him his all-time wish. Like a child on Christmas morning, the look in his eyes thrilled me to no end. I could feel the roots of another orgasm grab hold of David. The hope in that young man's eyes, that look of a lifetime of longing. So much hope, isn't there? Oh, baby, you can say it. Say what you feel to me.
Oh, God, Shannon. God. You have me. You have me.
So much hope.
Oh.
His gentle strides were soon replaced by hard, vigorous thrusts. He balanced himself up, enlivened by our powerful fuck, finding all of his potential. Soon the claps of our bodies echoed in the room as authority and need took command. It was as if that boy wanted nothing more than to crawl inside me to stay there forever. At this point, I would have let him. To give him some variety, I shifted to my side so that he could fuck me sideways. He really liked that. But it was when I got up on all fours that he truly found his calling. With his hands on my wide hips, David really began pounding me. He cried out, as I did too. He must have loved what he saw as I flung my big, sweat-soaked ass back at him with no shame. It was becoming too much again. David was coming once more. And this time, it was inside the deepest part of my flesh. That young man's essence was coursing through me, and there wasn't a thing anyone could do to stop it. Our night together grew from the simple missionary-style sex to more curious, experimental lovemaking. I had a few years of experience on him, and I pulled out every trick I knew to show him the joys and delights of beautiful sex. And it was amazing. I showed him different styles of foreplay, how to taste a pussy the right way, how to worship the body of a woman. By the next morning, David had triumphed in fucking my ass for the first time. I guided him all along the way with soft, loving pleas for depth and delight. I knew for him it was a mighty victory, as it is with so many men. The pleasure he gave me was nothing compared to the joy of feeling his warm cum fill my rectum. I almost lost consciousness when I felt him cum. Yeah, I was an ass girl. I fucking loved it. We awoke later in each other's arms. I called in to work, and we both went back to sleep. I woke around 3 that day, waking my handsome stud with a sensuous blowjob. Using no hands, it wasn't long before David filled my empty stomach with his life-giving seed. To blow his mind even more, I flipped him over and took in the manly beauty of his round, toned ass. He was smooth, no hair whatsoever. Just like I like a man. I kneaded his cheeks as he did mine, kissing and suckling their delicious shape. If he liked my ass so much, he just had to love what I was about to do to his. I smothered my face deep between his cheeks, tonguing his asshole, kissing it as I did his lips. David lost it as my tongue circled his opening, slowly easing inside him. He must have liked it, because within minutes, he was raging hard again. Naturally, he found his way back inside me. We fucked all afternoon. That evening, we collapsed outside in my jacuzzi. We had finished a 69 with me on top. To amaze him even more, I kissed David with a mouthful of his own sperm after he came, something I had never tried with a man. To my surprise, David didn't refuse the kiss as I dribbled his cum out into his open mouth. Encouraged, I placed my hands on the back of his head to ensure the strength of my sharing. We both swallowed his semen without any fear. Cuddling up in the steamy water, we shared our thoughts and feelings about the previous night. I found out that he was indeed a true romantic at heart. He cared for me, just as I did for him. But he knew I wasn't going to be the love of his life. It was at this moment that I began to wonder who might be the one for him. What's your favorite fantasy, David? I mean, the most erotic thing you've ever wanted to do in your life. And don't just say you want to watch two women get off. That's too easy. But I mean, for you, what is it that you've always wanted? I could tell his interest had been piqued.
No. Trust me, mine are pretty freaking sick.
And me licking your asshole isn't? Come on, tell me. I could tell there was some serious hesitation. This had to be really good. I helped him along by reaching under the water, finding his already stiff cock. What is it you've always wanted to do, but never could? Who is it you've always wanted? David? My tongue slid into his ear.
My mother.
I sat back, appalled by his reply. What did you just say?
Hey, wait a minute. You asked, okay?
I know, but... Wow, I wasn't expecting that. I shouldn't have been so hard on the poor boy. What... Why your mother? I mean, is she... Was she abusive or something?
No, never.
How long have you felt this way?
Since I can remember.
He gazed off into the distance. I could tell he was being sincere. After a long talk, David's mother came off more like a bitch than anything. She left David to be raised by her parents. From what I gathered, his mother cut off all communication with her parents as well, except for the yearly Christmas card, with a picture of herself enclosed. After a few tears and a couple of glasses of wine, David revealed that on some occasions he would sneak her picture from the mantel, take it back to his bed to stare at it for hours on end. He confessed that he even fell in love with her in a certain way. These were intimate confessions that would shock most, but captivated me as I listened to this fascinating love affair unfold. The way he described his mother, like a long-lost love. By the end of the night, I was convinced that the one true love in David's life was his very own mother. After a few hours of sleep, we parted ways with a deep soul kiss. We'd just spent over 48 hours together, yet it was time to go back to the grind. His kind words and mannerisms made it that much harder to say goodbye. It wasn't just the way he made love to me, but the relationship between he and his mother kept coming up in my mind. I wondered what she might look like. I imagined how she would react having David mate with her. Never before had I thought about such a wicked affair, but for some reason it crept into every waking thought. Could a young man truly fall in love with his own mother, the way a man would his wife or girlfriend? I so wanted to find out, and to see it all for myself. David and I planned to spend that weekend together back at my place. It was Wednesday, and I had 2 days to do some snooping around on his mother. Having access to all the students' records, I pulled David's and got the number to his grandparents. Gathering my courage, I called, spoke to his grandmother, saying I was putting together a high school reunion for her daughter. I said I needed her daughter's number. She bought it and happily gave it to me. I even found out her name. Sandra. My stomach turned into knots. I thought, even her name sounds sexy. I thanked her and hung up the phone. Now it was time. I stared at the phone, terrified by what I was about to do.
Nelson Real Estate, this is Sandra. May I help you?
Hi, Sandra. My name is Shannon Thompson, and I got your number from a friend of mine here at work. They said you were the one to talk to find the best house around. I turned on the charm, and she immediately picked up on it. After the flirtatious introductions, I found out she was just outside the city and had several homes up for sale. As I listened to her intoxicating, penetrating voice, I came to the conclusion that she was definitely reachable, and quite the flirt herself. The two of us really hit it off, and by the end of our chat I found myself deeply attracted to this complete stranger. We set a time that Friday to go look at one of her homes, and as I hung up, I swallowed back my anxieties, knowing that I had just set something very wonderful in motion. But it didn't come without some glitches. David was due in that Friday evening, and my meeting with his mother was scheduled for 4. I told David to wait for my call until after I finished my meeting, keeping him in the dark as to what I was really doing. The reality was that I was essentially playing matchmaker for David and his very own mother. The torrid thoughts of a possible love affair took my breath away. It was absolutely fascinating, but morbid to think about. But honestly, the more I thought about it, the more the shock value wore off. I couldn't believe where I was allowing my mind to go, but I loved every minute of it. Friday came, and before I knew it, I was face to face with Sandra. We met at her office late that Friday afternoon, and I was instantaneously struck by her lush beauty and graceful disposition. She was a sumptuous, full-figured blonde. She stood about an inch taller than me, radiating a nice golden tan. I could tell Sandra was the ultimate professional. I wanted nothing more than to swallow her right there in the office. Dressed in a beige, form-fitting suit, I could tell she loved to show off the curves she had. Her wide, vivid smile, long flaxen locks of hair that delicately hung about her shoulders. Like her son, Sandra had the most penetrating, sapphire eyes that held me captive. I could see the same things I saw in her son's eyes, the mystery, fate, hope. I sighed, wondered what she would do when the same eyes would stare back into hers. Her entire body was that of a gentle flower, steady, wondrous, and so exotic. Her short skirt cuddled two golden thighs, putting knots in my stomach just by their breathtaking sight. They were just the right thickness, too. Ample. Perfect. To dig my fingernails into as I brought her mouth to mine. Her large breasts were veiled by her blouse and jacket, yet had a plunging neckline, showcasing her bountiful cleavage. I was finding myself drawn to this woman whose son just had sex with me 2 days before. If she only knew that her son's penis had just been deep inside me, carrying his wonderful seed. I decided at that very moment that I would do everything I could to make this mother and son become lifelong lovers, and not just a one-night stand, but to become a real couple, man and woman, husband and wife.